They're so close to the promised land, but they're not quite there. And it feels like God has abandoned them in this moment, right? Like God's got us all the way here, but now what?
How wide is it?
Very wide. So the thing that the Israelites are about to learn is that God never fails. That's the main thing I want you to take away from our story today, is God never, ever fails. So the first trial the Israelites are going to go through is this river, right? Too big to swim across, too long to walk around. And so they ask God what they should do. And God tells Joshua, you know what? Take the priests and walk to the edge of the water. And when you do, I'll make it work. So they walk to the edge of the water, and as soon as the priest's toes touch the edge of the water, what do you think happens?
It parted.
Right? It moved so that the Israelites could pass through. Now, does that sound like something that we've heard before?
Yeah.
Moses.
With what? Moses did it?
Moses
parted the Red Sea. So when God said that he would work through Joshua just like he did through Moses, was he telling the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, he parted the Jordan River, and the Israelites went through and got to the other side. And that showed the Israelites that God never what? He never
fails.
Yes, God never fails. So the Israelites saw it this way. God never fails because he parted the Jordan River. But now there's a new problem. There's the promised land right in front of them, right? But there's something keeping them out of it. Now for this next part, I'm going to need a little help. So I'm going to need London and Karis to come up and help me real quick. I'll let you guys stand right here for me.
Right here?
Yeah, right in front of the stage. Here's the problem. Can you guys stand shoulder to shoulder for me? So, they come up to the promised land, but there's a problem. There is a huge wall. The biggest wall they've ever seen, right? This is a pretty big wall, right? You guys think it's a pretty big wall? I don't know. You know, hold on. Voice is off. So there's this huge wall, first off, and then that's guarding the promised land. They can't get in. But then on top of that, somebody else is living in the promised land. Now hold on. That seems a little wonky, right? Like this is the land God said they could have. It's the land where they could go and live and worship God alone. But somebody else is in there. So they ask God again, what do we do? And God tells Joshua what to do. He says, Joshua, I want you to gather up the people, and I want you to have the priests lead them as they walk around the city. Once every day, just once. And then do this for 6 days. But then on the seventh day, I want you to walk around 7 times. And after the 7th time, the priests should blow their trumpets. And after they blow their trumpets, all the people give a loud shout and the city will be yours. So they listen. They do this. They walk around once every day for 6 days. But then the 7th day comes. And now here's where I'm going to need some more help. I need 7 volunteers to help be my priests. 1, 2, 3, in the tie-dye with the glasses, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. You know, I've actually got some flutes for you guys. They didn't have trumpets at Walmart. No, you cannot keep them. I don't know how that would go for your counselors, so. Don't blow them. No, don't blow them till I say ready.
Thank you.
All right, there's that. So, all my priests, I need you guys to come out here for me. Priests, you guys up here, come with me. And we're going to need the wall to come out a little bit. You guys stay here. All right, so here's what we're going to do. You guys are going to form a line. You're the front of the line. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Form a line. What's your name?
Sebastian.
Form a line behind Sebastian. Can you guys do that?
Yeah, I'm the leader.
You are the leader. So you guys are going to walk around these guys 7 times. You guys are going to count how many times they walk around, okay? Can you guys do that for me?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and start walking. Not yet. Watch Sebastian. Sebastian, raise your hand. This. Six. You got one more.
Seven.
Don't blow yet. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three, you guys are going to blow your trumpets for 2 seconds. 2 seconds, as hard as you can. Okay? Hold on. You'll blow them for 2 seconds. And then after they're done, I will point at you guys, and you guys will give as loud a shout as you can, okay? And we'll see what our walls do, okay? You guys ready? 1, 2, 3. Stop. We're done. Stop. All right. Give me your trumpets back. Guys.
Wait, why do you want them back if we
because,
can't around you?
Please go sit down. Guys, give a round of applause for our priest. Give me your flutes back. Give me your flute. No. Go sit down, bud. All right, guys. Shh. Bring it back in. Guys, what happened to the walls after they walked around them? What did they do? They fell down. And then guess what happened? The Israelites went in, and that was the start of their journey into the promised land. God never, what? He never?
Failed.
Yes, God never fails. He didn't fail Joshua as they started into the promised land, even though there was a huge river. He didn't fail the Israelites when they went into the promised land with a huge wall. He never, ever failed them. And if we keep reading through the Bible, we'll see more and more times where God did not fail, where he came through for his people. Hands down, you can ask me questions after, okay? God never, ever, ever failed the Israelites. And the cool thing about this story, voices off, please, is that God never fails his people still. And who are his people? Us, right? Us, you and me. It's all of us. When we trust in Jesus, we're God's people, right? So God fights for us too. He wants to fight our battles too. Now, our battles don't look exactly like the Israelites. We don't have big, gigantic rivers that we need to cross and can't get across. We don't have big, gigantic walls with cities that we need to get into. But we do have battles of our own, right? We have battles, maybe that's at school, with someone who you don't really get along with. Maybe that's at school with a subject that's really, really hard. Maybe that's with a friend who you guys had a fight and you can't really seem to get along anymore. Maybe that's at home with your family. Maybe there's something hard there. Guys, maybe your battle is something where it's against yourself. Maybe you have to fight some not-so-good thoughts, some not-so-good feelings. Whatever it is, everybody's battle looks different. But God wants to fight your battles, too. He wants to fight your battles, and he wants to win those, just like he won for Joshua and just like he won for the Israelites. Now, when God fights our battles, when we invite him in to fight them for us, he never fails us, right? And that doesn't always look the way we planned. Sometimes it looks a little different than we might have hoped, but he never, ever fails. He always does good things. And when he does these good things, when he comes through when he wins the battle for us, something we can do is celebrate. Right? We can celebrate God for being good, for never failing us, for being undefeated. So what I'm going to invite you guys to do in just a minute here is we're actually going to put on a song like we did a couple nights, or maybe it was last night, and we're going to do some motions to the songs. There will be some people up there dancing, doing motions, so go ahead and do those along with them if you're comfortable. If you're dancing on your chair, please be super, super careful. There is a little bit of spinning. But as we're singing this song, remember that we're praising God because he never, ever fails. He always wins. He's always good, and he always comes through. So you guys go ahead and stand up for worship, and when that's over, I'll come back up and pray, and you guys will be dismissed. Go ahead and stand up. Guys, sit down for just a second. I'll pray, and then you guys will be good. So let's bow your heads, close your eyes, and let's pray. So Father, I just thank you so much for tonight, for this chance to come here and learn more about you. Father, I am so thankful for the chance to learn that you never fail. God, even when things look tough, even when they're scary, even when it seems like there's no way we can win, God, you always come through. I pray that you would just lead a cabin time tonight, Lord, as they go through their night devos, that you would just help them to think about where in their lives you've never failed them. God, we just pray over the rest of the week, and thank you for every part of it already. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys are good to go to cabin devos. We'll see you tomorrow morning. What's up?
called them that when you said they were big walls.
What? No. It's because they're the shortest ones here, so I